thank you very much for the invitation. It was very kind, and I just know how people do to get money to run for 1 month a workshop. I mean, it's yeah. And so for those who are not from Canada, here the way the Canada looks like. For those who are from Toronto, Toronto is not Canada. Toronto is a tiny place in Canada. Good. So here is all our life. During our life, we are either asleep or awake. At the time of birth, we are mainly asleep. We have about 30% of time REM sleep, 30% of time of slow-wave sleep, and about 30% of time of wake. At the age of graduate students, we sleep about 8 hours, and at the age of professors, a bit less. So most of the neuroscience focus, if it's not disease, it's how the brain works, how do we act, how do we proceed. In fact, that part has very little attention. It's not very little, but still, I think it's under-investigated, although, as you can see, sleep takes quite a major part of our daily state. This is the first recording, electrographical recording of states of vigilance that I found. It was done in 1937. So here you see what is now considered as alpha-like rhythm, about 10 hertz per second. And this kind of activity is recorded usually from visual, over-visual cortex, when the subject is absolutely relaxed, no thinking. If you ask a very simple mathematical question, 2 multiplied by 2, what is that? The alpha rhythm disappears. So there should be full mental relaxation in order to record that. And then the subject goes to slowly to slow wave sleep, and this is the state of slow wave sleep. You can see slow waves of large amplitude. It says here, somewhere in the legend, that's 1 per second. So here we see scale and we see 2 waves per second, and this is the range. It's 1-2 waves per second. This is the major kind of activity, gross EEG activity, that is recorded during slow wave sleep. All these electrical activities are generated by thalamocortical system. What you record from skull is not 100%, because there are some small field events in the brainstem that might also project, but most of what we see is generated by the thalamocortical system. This system is composed of 3 major elements. One is cerebral cortex. See? Yeah? Students, mathematicians, this is cerebral cortex. Do you see it? Do you interact with me? No? Good. Now, the second structure is dorsal thalamus. Is that one? Dorsal thalamus receives inputs from periphery, and it's kind of relay station sending this to cerebral cortex. This is dorsal thalamus. These cells are excitatory, and they excite cerebral cortex. Now, this thin layer of cells you see here, very small one, it's reticulothalamic nucleus. These are inhibitory cells, and they're very active during sleep, and they inhibit dorsal thalamus. When the dorsal thalamus is inhibited, the gate to the cerebral cortex is closed. Then when we sleep, well, yeah, I know. Now it's, I'm simplifying. It's not closed, but it works very differently. Then when we sleep, peripheral information does not reach cerebral cortex in a convenient way. At least the temporal resolution of signals transmitting to cerebral cortex is different. So here it's more or less the same kind of system in a graphical way. Dorsal thalamus, thalamocortical cells excite cortical neurons. They also excite reticulothalamic cells. This is loop, beginning of the loop. Now, corticothalamic cells excite thalamocortical cells, and they excite reticulothalamic cells. And then the last part, reticulothalamic cells, they inhibit thalamocortical cells. Now, very important feature of that system, that the excitation from cortex to reticular nucleus is about 3 times stronger than excitation coming toward dorsal thalamus. Then when cortex wants to excite thalamus, it mainly inhibits dorsal thalamus because it provides very strong excitation of inhibitory cells. That is, of course, states of vigilance are not generated in these structures. These structures generate rhythms of activities, and states of vigilance are generated by different brain stem systems, major cholinergic, norepinephrinergic, serotoninergic, and now it's very popular orexin. All these structures, they tell to thalamocortical system whether we have to sleep or to be awake or to be in REM sleep or to be in slow sleep. So they tell what to do, but they don't do it. What does sleep or states of vigilance is thalamocortical system. Now, I'll tell you what do we do, and it's a mixture of something that is very recent, that was done previously, and actually my talk has 4 parts. I'm quite sure I will make first 2, and the last 2, highly likely not. Good. Now, the first is the sleep, and most of the work that you will see is done on cats, and now we do indeed recordings in animals that are absolutely freely moving. Under anesthesia, we implant multiple electrodes. Then we made here a little system which is called accelerometer. We implanted 2, so we record all the movements. And then this is how the animal look like. It has battery, wireless amplifier, accelerometer, and we record multiple field potential activities in different states of the animal. The advantage of this accelerometer thing that in addition to cats that we study in the lab, we take accelerometer, we attach to an animal that lives with owners at home, and then we can record activities of the cat that are in absolutely natural environments. And since with EEG and this accelerometer we can calibrate it, we can tell exactly what the cats at home are doing. My students are extremely excited to know what their cats are doing when they are doing experiments on cats. Now, this is what you usually see with this kind of recording. During slow wave sleep, these are multiple EEG electrodes or local field potential, better to call it. These numbers correspond to the places in the cortex where the activities were recorded. 9, 10 are, it's a muscle tone, and these are eye movements. So during slow wave sleep, we can see large amplitude slow waves, right? This continuous muscle tone and no eye movements. Then during REM sleep, do you know what REM sleep is? A paradoxical sleep, other term. It's when we see dreams. Do you see dreams? Who sees dreams? Who did see dreams? 1, 2. Well, most, not all. Look, I do not. that means that I woke up during slow wave sleep. If you have paradoxical sleep, you do have dreams. Now, if someone wakes you up at that period of time or you do it spontaneously, then you say, wow, I saw whatever. Now, usually I think I wake up during slow wave sleep, and I hate to be waked up with alarm, so I set my internal clock to wake up by my own whatever time I need to wake up, and I never see dreams. Good. I saw them a few times in my life. Now, these are slow waves of slow wave sleep. During REM sleep, the EEG is activated, and there is no muscle tone. If you look, this recording, this is number 8, I think, 8 is the hippocampus. In the hippocampus, you see beautiful theta rhythm during REM sleep. And, of course, during quake, the EEG is activated. The EEG looks like during REM sleep. It's very similar. the difference that you have definitely muscle tone, muscle contractions, and eye movement. And this is how the cat does it run, sleeps. It's not very, it's very recent, so we didn't do yet nice movie. So the first three channels, accelerometer, these two muscles, and then field potentials. And the animal is in sleep. You see slow waves on the EEG, right? You see some spindles in several electrodes. And the animal that sleeps, that we are looking, there are several cats in this room, is that one. And somewhere very soon, it will go to REM sleep. It's not yet, because we do see slow waves. Aha, so here, REM sleep starts. You start to see this theta rhythm. You see it in the hippocampus. And the EEG is activated, no more slow waves. Here, the eye movements. And I just one second, there should be a particular feature of REM sleep are jerks sometimes. And in cat also, here is accelerometer, muscle tone. Look at the air here. You see it? It flicks. So it's this kind of recording. Okay, so this is REM sleep. I think, how do I do? Next, I can do it here. Yes. So wake, I'll skip because I don't have time. Good. Now, what cells are doing during these states of vigilance? Here's a fragment. This part is wake, transition to sleep, drowsiness, and slow sleep starts. Now, as I showed you before, the EEG during waking state is activated. Then, during the drowsiness starts here. The first slow wave that you see of the EEG, it's the onset of drowsiness. And then, when these slow waves become repetitive, this is slow sleep. Now, these are eye movements. Of course, we move our eyes when we are awake. These are changes in muscle tone. We adjust our position when we are awake. And the muscle tone is constant during slow wave sleep. And this is an intracellular recording of cortical neuron during these two states of vigilance. What you see as a dark is a very compressed figure. It's multiple action potentials, and the expanded panel is here. You see that the membrane potential is rather stable, and the action potentials are emitted in quite high rates. Now, when the first slow wave, okay, it's that one that is expanded. When the slow wave starts on the EEG, this is slow wave expanded on the EEG. That slow wave corresponds to major long-lasting hyperpolarizing potential intracellular in cortical neurons. So the conclusion from that during waking sleep and paradoxical or REM sleep, the membrane potential of cortical neurons is stable. Neurons fire action potentials. During slow wave sleep, you have almost the same level of membrane potential, but you have these silent periods. This is possibly why we are unconscious during slow sleep. Because in order to be conscious, it's like we're in a church, you know, we don't know really what is needed, but we believe that at least you need action potentials for neurons to interact. That was not formally proven that you need it. The only thing that was proven that when there are no action potentials, there's no consciousness. So this is one thing that you need. So the cells have to communicate. This is one thing. The second, that was measured. In order to be self-aware, you need some minimal amount of time, minimal period of time, which is about 1 second. Now, if you have 1 second of action potentials, you have chance to be conscious. If you have less than 1 second, you cannot be conscious. This is what's happening here. During slow sleep, you do have action potential, cells interact, but that state lasts less than 1 second. It lasts usually 600-800 milliseconds. And then it's a silent state. There's no interaction between neurons during that state. So then there's no chance to be conscious. This is the way I go to sleep. Actually, this is what I did yesterday. It's a cat, of course. So I have a book, and I read, and I move eyes to see what do I read, right? I adjust position of my neck to see better. Now I have this Kindle book, the book that I can change size of letters. I can read without glasses, very comfortable when I go to sleep. And at that particular period of time, I lose this ability to read. But a few seconds later, there's some active period that lasts 20 seconds, and then I may read one line or more, and then I go to slowly sleep. And usually when I'm at home, it's my wife that turns off the light. In the hotel, I mean, I do it in the morning. Good. This is how it looks in reality. So I'll explain you what are these traces. Now, the upper trace is local field potential, AG. This is intracellular activity of cortical neuron. And you see when there's slow wave from the EEG, this hyperpolarization neuron, it's quite consistent. Although in this particular recording, you will not see perfect match because the electrodes are positioned at large distance. And then the synchrony is not perfect. Now, these are eye movements. Of course, during slow wave sleep, you will see nothing, just noise of amplifier or some artifact. And this is EMG, muscle recordings of muscles. And here the cat sleeps. I'll just show you an example that you have an idea of timing of how this is real time. This is how it happens and what happens. Of course, we'll not go through the whole slow sleep because we're interested in everything. Okay, so here is transition to REM sleep. What you see first, that this large amplitude hyperpolarizing potential disappear from intracellular recording. You see no muscle tone. Remember, there were little spikes on the NG activity. There's nothing like that. And you see activated EEG. I'll move it a bit further here. These are rapid eye movements. These are rapid eye movements. So some jerks, I show you, yeah, there was air moving. So this is how the cat sleep, and now the cat will wake up, and please tell me when it wakes up. Of course, it will be signed here, but that is done for YouTube, and since it's a scientific meeting, and you know already some features of sleep and wake, you will possibly distinguish where the wake starts. Yeah? Yes, yes. You see it, the muscles. You did not see major changes in the field. You did not see changes in the intracellular activity. The muscle tone started. So this is why I'm very sure if I would be able to speak cat's language and I would ask the cat, what did you see in your dream? It would tell me. Because the activity, the cortical activity, is almost identical. It's almost identical. Good. Please. Well, it's a transition, and the EEG, what I show you, there were two points of recordings, and you see one and the other and then the muscle. So if you have multi-site recordings, it does not occur at the same time. It happens here, here and there. So I can't tell you the muscles or the EEG because it all depends on where you record. It's These things are not necessarily connected. In multiple species, you may have jobs, no REMs, no eye movements. There are other species where have multiple eye movements, no jerks. This is cool stuff from, what is it, from California, Siegel. He studied all kinds of species, ostriches. I mean, it's a lot of fun to read, and in particular to see movies, the REM sleep in ostrich, because it has huge neck, right? And it sleeps with neck up. And when REM sleep starts, the muscle tone changes and it starts to move. Now, if you have several of them sleeping together, they synchronize somehow, REM sleep, and all of them start to move next. It's a lot of fun. Good. I'm sorry, I have to... Okay, I'll skip this. It's just to tell you that we can use MATLAB. So this is an estimation of states of vigilance and activities and all that in a cat. Cats do not have continuous sleep. They sleep a little bit. I'll show you its next slide or after the one after. So these traces, the blue here is wake. This is 24 hours. So how cat behaves? 24 hours of wake. Whatever yellow, orange, I'm not sure what this color is slow sleep, and the green is REM sleep. And you can see that there are a few periods where the cat is mainly awake, and then the other times it's sleep, and this is 100%, of course, on this scale. Now, these are recording the red trace from accelerometer, and of course, when the cat moves, it's mainly awake. So it's not that these cats are very, okay, this is for several animals, that they move in particular period of time. You see this little bar? It's when the service personnel enters animal facility room where the cats are. And of course, they're waiting for them, they're waiting to play. So they're all awake here, they're all awake. They're not all the time, but most of the time. So the remaining period of time, they have continuous transitions between wake, but it's not absolutely random. It's not absolutely random. So here there are two animals. We have many. Just difficult to show all of them. This is an animal facility. One line is one day. Gray is the dark period. White is the white period. And this is in my, I would say, permanent PhD student. I mean, he is with me, undergraduate, master, PhD. Now he wants to continue postdoc, whatever. So during night, the cats are mainly asleep, but sometimes they wait and they move. You see, it's both animal facilities, home. Now, in cats wake up about 2 hours prior to light on. Of course, they may go to sleep, but mostly they are awake. On light on, they go to sleep in animal facilities because there is no interest. They predicted the light on, but then they wake up at around 9 o'clock, because 9 o'clock, the service personnel will go, and she has task A to change, to clean, to feed. I mean, the food is always there, but mainly to play with them. Because they are bored, they are 5, 6 in the room, but it's closed room. So she's playing with them, and so they're all very active. The thing, of course, is different. Yes, and then she enters another time, I think 3 to 4, yeah.